Just be aware of yourself. You hearing will still be happening. The object is not important. The mind is important. That there is awareness in the mind is important. Or that the mind is aware is important. Meditation is the cultivation of all the good qualities of mind. Bhavana means cultivation. Cultivating, allowing good qualities of mind like awareness, stability of mind, sati, samadhi, to grow. To be cultivated in the mind. Yogi doesn't have much work to do. Just have the right view of what is being experienced. Be aware of it. And continue to be aware of it. For as long as you can. Ask, what is the mind knowing now? Or what is the mind knowing? That knowing nature is mind. Whatever you know, you will call it the object. Or whatever you know will be called the object, is called the object. So many things to know. The mind has no shape, has no color, has no size. There's no place. But you can know that the mind is working, that minds are happening, the mind is functioning. Knowing is mind. Paying attention is the mind. Thinking is the mind. Feeling is the mind. Wanting to move, wanting to do. Wanting is the mind. If you're dull, sleepy, not that clear, you can open your eyes and continue being aware. Does it feel relaxed in your heart? Does it feel at ease, comfortable in the heart? The facial muscles, are they relaxed? Just checking. He just wants you to check. You can move if you need. If you wish to move, you can move. You can change your posture. Be comfortable. All it needs is to remain aware of what you do, whatever you do. You need to recognize that you are aware. When you know there is awareness, when you recognize there is awareness, the mind feels safe. Peaceful. It's meaningful. We're not born with awareness and recognition of the awareness. In awareness, the Noble Eightfold Path is working. While we are aware, knowing that the object is the object, this is nature, not a person. Understanding that, there's right view. While there's awareness, and we're not thinking unwholesome thoughts about anyone, we're not speaking unwholesome words, we're not committing any unwholesome actions, then samasila. Of the Noble Eightfold Path, the right speech, right action, and right livelihood are being practiced. There's right effort, right awareness, right concentration. So the samadhi portion of the Noble Eightfold Path is also being practiced. When we have sila, samadhi and panya, we're practicing the Noble Eightfold Path. So we need to learn how to appreciate awareness and all the work it does. And the practice of awareness can be taken everywhere. We can be aware anywhere, so long as we have practiced, made ourselves skillful in it. It can be used. When there is no desire, there is completeness. To say we know how to meditate means to say we have progressed in meditation means that the sati, awareness, the samadhi, the stability of mind, and the panya, the understanding, are growing. When the forces of Dhamma are strong, then the opposite forces are Dhamma, or defilements, cannot be so strong. because the mind arises to pass away, there has to be constant effort to continue being aware, continue practicing. And although the mind arises to pass away, the qualities in the mind, they leave a legacy for the succeeding minds. So when you cultivate the good qualities, the legacy is left to the future minds, and the continuous practice makes the subsequent minds stronger and stronger, better and better. That is called fulfilling our paramis, or our perfections. Every moment of knowing is a removal of small moments of not knowing, of delusion. Knowing what is happening as it is. Knowing the truth as it is removing the delusion of wrong view. Knowing what's real and assuming things is very, they're direct opposites. Knowing what is real is the opposite of assuming. As we practice more and more, the mind must gain strength. Why do we sometimes, why does it seem like the mind sometimes gets weaker? Often double check. What work is the mind doing? What is it up to? We have to constantly practice in all and different environments. The mind tends to be affected by its surroundings, and we need to understand how the mind is affected and influenced to understand it better.